This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Over 10 million votes counted under the proportional representation system so far. CPN-UML continues to lead the tally. Communications Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial urges new and old manpower of Radio Nepal to make the best use of the opportunity that Radio Nepal has reached 92% of the total population. And U.S. intelligence expects fighting set to slow down for winter months in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. The vote count under the proportional representation in the elections to the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly is ongoing. The CPN-UML is leading in the ongoing vote count of the proportional representation system. According to the Election Commission, a total of 10,420,125 votes were counted so far. As for the vote count, the CPN-UML has received 2,788,356 votes, followed by Nepali Congress with 2,660,246 votes. Similarly, the Maoist Center garnered 1,162,124 votes, while the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has secured 1,124,543 votes. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured 586,638 votes, and the Janata Samajwadi Party secured 420,946 votes, and the Janamat Party has secured 394,523 votes. Of the 165 seats of the House of Representatives under the first-past-the-post, the Election Commission has said the results of the 164 constituencies has already come out, while results from Dholaka only remains to come out. Currently, the CPN-UML is in the lead in the counting of votes to the House of Representatives in Dholaka. According to the Chief Returning Officer Dili Ratna Shrestha, UML's Bal Krishna Sivakoti has so far received 15,363 votes with 34,481 votes counted so far. Likewise, his nearest rival Ganga Karki of CPN Maoist Center has won 14,038 votes. UML also leads the count in the Provincial Assembly seat in Dholaka too. UML's Bharat Kesi is leading with 16,337 votes, followed by Nepali Congress candidate Barma Lama with 12,058 votes. In the Province Assembly 1 seat, Kundan Raj Kafle of Nepali Congress leads with 14,759 votes, while Narbahadur Shrestha of UML follows with 11,517 votes. Likewise, Nepali Congress leader Badri Pandey has been elected as a member of the House of Representatives from Bajura district. According to the Office of the Chief Electoral Office, he was elected with 31,786 votes. His closest contender, the candidate of CPN-UML, Karna Bahadur Thapa, secured 26,349 votes. Similarly, Padma Bahadur Sahi of Nepali Congress has been elected as a member of the Province Assembly from Bajura Provincial Assembly 2. He won the election by securing 20,119 votes. According to the Office of the Chief Returning Officer Bajura, his nearest rival Lal Bahadur Thapa of the CPN-UML received 17,521 votes. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate of House of Representatives election from Sanja Constituency No. 2, Dhanaraj Gurung, has won the election by defeating his nearest rival Padma Kumari Arial of CPN-UML. Gurung won the election with the margin of 5,627 votes. Counting of the votes in Sanja Constituency 2 was delayed due to alleged electoral fraud in Chapakot municipality of the constituency. However, the Election Commission had directed the authorities to begin the vote counting instead of re-election as demanded by the CPN-UML. Likewise, Nepali Congress candidate Mahesh Bhattarai emerged victorious from Sanja Constituency 2 for the Province Assembly seat. Bhattarai secured 18,788 votes, while UML's Buddhiman Shrestha managed 17,002 votes. Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and Chairman of Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee, Dr. Baikunta Arial, has said that the new and old manpower should make the best use of the opportunity that Radio Nepal has reached 92% of the total population. In an orientation training for new employees held today in Radio Nepal premises, Secretary Dr. Oriol emphasized that since there are both opportunities and challenges with Radio Nepal, the new entrants must face the competition with high morale. He added that Radio Nepal is an archive of songs, music, news and programs of the past, and its broadcasters should act as a bridge between the state and citizens independently. On the occasion, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, emphasized the need for the newly recruited workforce to be successful in the field of work for the benefit of the organization by improving their abilities in a practical way. The training is attended by 31 employees who were permanently appointed in the administration, news, reporting, program, accounting, technical and business department of Radio Nepal. The orientation training, which started today, will be conducted till 9th of December. Two persons have died after drowning in Rapti River in Baki district. 13-year-old Archana Tharu and 22-year-old Kanchan Tharu of Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality 6 Fatehpur drowned while crossing the river. Police said they went missing while crossing the river yesterday afternoon. Deputy Superintendent of Police and a spokesperson of District Police Office Baki, Ram Prasad Gharti, said that the bodies of both the missing person were found in the river at around 9 a.m. today. Now moving on to sports. Two pre-quarter-final matches are being played today as part of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022. France will face Poland in the first match in Doha. The game will start at 9:30 p.m. Nepali time. The second match for today between England and Senegal will take place at 1:45 p.m. Nepali time. 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. The World Cup features 32 nations divided into 8 groups and will feature 64 games. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. intelligence agency believe the fighting in Ukraine has been slowing down and will likely continue in the winter months. U.S. Director of Intelligence Avril Haines said, however, there has been no evidence of fading resistance on the part of Ukrainian forces. The war in Ukraine is now in its 9th month, but Russia has lost more than half the land it seized. She said fighting had slowed down following Russia's withdrawal of troops from the west of the Kherson region last month. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky described a price cap set by the Western allies on Russian oil experts weak and said it was not serious enough to damage the Russian economy. The cap, due to come into force on Monday, is aimed at stopping countries paying more than $60 for a barrel of seaborne Russian crude oil. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa will not resign despite a scandal over money stolen from his farm. The row enters on claims he kept large sums of cash on his property, then covered up its theft. A panel of legal experts concluded that he has a case to answer. But Mr. Ramaphosa's spokesperson suggested he would fight on and rather than quit, he would seek a second term as leader of his African National Congress Party. The scandal erupted in June when a former South African spy boss, Arthur Fraser, filed a complaint with police accusing the president of hiding a theft of $4 million in cash from his Fala Fala game farm in 2020. The scandal is especially damaging for Mr. Ramaphosa because he came to power vowing to clear up the corruption which had tossed the country under his predecessor, Jacob Zuma. Israeli warplanes have attacked sites in the Gaza Strip after a rocket landed in southern Israel and as tensions reach a boiling point in the occupied West Bank where 10 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces since last week. According to Associated Press News Agency, the Israeli military said the air raid in the early hours of Sunday targeted a weapons manufacturing facility and an underground tunnel belonging to Hamas. No group has claimed responsibility for the rocket, reportedly the first fired in a month, which the Israeli military said landed in an open area near Israel's separation fence on Saturday evening without causing casualties or damage to the property. At least 207 Palestinians are killed in the occupied territories of the Gaza Strip, West Bank and East Jerusalem so far, this year. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the province number 1 and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Madhes and Bagmati province along with the hilly regions of province number 1, Gandaki and Lumbini province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 20.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Over 10 million votes counted under the proportional representation system so far, CPN-UML continues to lead the tally. Communications Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial urges new and old manpower of Radio Nepal to make the best use of the opportunity that Radio Nepal has reached 92% of the total population. And the U.S. intelligence expects fighting set to slow down for winter months in Ukraine.